This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. First is the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. Now another sediment diversion project has been canceled, and Simone Malaz joins us now, campaign director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta. Good morning, Simone. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, so while this isn't really surprising news, it did come to light last week that the state had withdrawn the permits, or essentially canceled or decided not to move forward with, like just like you said, another river reconnection. This time on the east side of the river, it was called Mid-Breton.
Tell me where that is exactly for people to give them an idea.
Yeah, so it's around that Wills Point area on that side of the river. So there are some other natural openings on that side of the river, but they did, you know, do some work to think about, hey, what is the best place to choose a location, if we could choose that rather than letting Mother Nature do that. And they decided in that Wills Point area on the east bank of the river.
So tell me, where did this plan come from and how did it go away?
Yeah, so as we talked about before many times on the show, which I'm grateful for, is, you know, reconnecting to the river has always been part of almost every major coastal restoration initiative for decades. We have something that other places in the world should be envious of. We have this big, beautiful Mississippi River, and we know that that's what built us here in Louisiana. And we know that we need to tap back into it to make sure that we have something sustainable for the future. We can dredge, we can build these projects, but if you're not changing the conditions, you're not changing the same forces that made you lose those places in the first place, then it's not sustainable, which is why we're big believers in that river reconnection.
So who designed this Mid-Breton sediment diversion project?
So it's evolved over time. It actually started even kind of in the pre-Katrina Rita days, even before the modern day coastal program. It was part of a study called the Louisiana Coastal Area Study. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it was called White Stitch. It's been part of every coastal master plan, and it has increased in size, but then ultimately decreased to about 35,000 CFS. So it was going to be smaller than its companion diversion, Mid-Barataria, that was planned for the west side of the river. But it's always been part of coastal plans for decades.
Has any money been spent on this so far?
Yeah, of course, we did spend about $90 million was approved to be spent on design and engineering, all part of oil spill funds. And so those monies came from different places. This particular pot of oil spill money came from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. They were in charge of a certain pot of money that had to do with the criminal charges that were part of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. So $90 million was approved for that, and they had construction estimates before that, but that's really one of the more devastating parts of this bad news, is that we were in the process of learning about how much this was going to take, what were the alternatives, if there were any alternatives that could be proposed, but really critical science that was needed for the east side of the river. It was all of that was all wrapped into the study process, which is now not going to move forward.
What was the reason given for canceling it?
So a couple of different reasons were given. One was stated on the cost of the project, but we that was all going to be part of the study process. We were not privy to any, you know, current cost estimates. Of course, all projects, you know, Tommy, everything costs more these days, including levee projects, including other coastal restoration projects. And so it had been cited that there was going to be an increase in the cost of the project. And then, of course, there's always concerns from places like the fishing industry. And that was all going, again, I don't, you know, people don't like studies. They're not fun. They're not sexy to talk about. But it's really critical in helping us shape how we pick which tools we can use for our future. And that study, that information, that science, that research was going to not just tell us about what kind of project we can have, what kind of land we could build. It was going to tell us about impacts. And so we could start to address those and mitigate those. All of that was wrapped up into this study process that is now not going to move forward.
And to be clear, they, you know, about studies being sexy, they don't, when it comes to places like Chick-fil-A, they don't just point a place out on a map and stick a pin in and say, here, let's do it here. They do a lot of studies to determine what's going to work, what's not going to work, what's successful, what's not. We'll pick it up when we come back. Orient me, Simone, if you will, on the West Bank across from Breton Sound, or this, where would we be talking about?
Yeah, so it is on that West Bank. I can, you know, in the way that the terms of core speak and of all those speaks, they use mile points, those kinds of things. So it's kind of in that Delacroix area that is going to be, that was picked because it was a good place in the river to capture sediment. Same thing for like Mid-Barataria, that they wanted to pick a particular bend in the river to maximize the sediment that can be captured.
All right, we'll pick it up when we come back with Simone Malaz, Campaign Director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta Mid-Breton. Did I get this? Say that right?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Breton, right? Yes, that's right. The Mid-Breton Sediment Diversion Project has been canceled by Gordon Dove and Coastal Protection Restoration Authority. 852, 8 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 858, couple of minutes left with Simone Malaz, the Campaign Director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta. How does this fit in, the cancellation to this, with the Coastal Master Plan? Because they put this Coastal Master Plan together. Now it seems as though we're kind of unilaterally deciding to do away with it. Am I wrong there or not, Simone?
Well, What a great question, Tommy. The diversions, as we talked about before, were part of every coastal master plan since we started them after Katrina and Rita. And in this last master plan in 2023, they were actually included in what we call a future without action. So they were assumed to be moving forward and on the landscape because they had funding, they had permits, et cetera. And so other projects were put into that plan, knowing that those diversions would be in place and could give them, you know, the freshwater and sediment needed to nurture those. And so, you know, we talked about the studies before the break, too. And not just do those studies contain important science, they include important touch points with the public so that people can weigh in, people can talk about it, people can understand the facts associated with it. And that seems to be missing in this case.
Thank you, Simone. I appreciate it. I don't know what's next. Are there any other diversions on the table that can be canceled?
No, that's another unfortunate consequence, to say the least, is there's nothing on the books right now that's planned with a major river reconnection. Mm.
Thanks. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break, come back, lighten up a little bit, talk about shucking oysters here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.